Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Apple has seen its iPhone sales fall yet again. The Chinese government is targeting e-commerce sales of 38 trillion yuan by 2020, and Twitter has experienced its slowest quarterly growth since 2013. Apple has seen its iPhone sales fall for a second quarter in a row. The 15% drop follows on from the company's second quarter announcement that sales of its smartphone had slowed for the first time since its launch in 2007. The drop in sales has seen Apple's profits fall by 27% to $7.8 billion in the second quarter of 2016, whilst its revenue fell by over 14% to $42 billion over the same period. However, even though sales have fallen by as much as 33% in China, the 15% fall globally is not as bad as was forecasted. Apple CEO Tim Cook said that the figures showed stronger customer demand than was anticipated. Additionally, this surprise caused its shares to rise by 7% after a 20% drop over the last 12 months. The Chinese government has announced that it is targeting annual e-commerce sales in the country of 38 trillion yuan or $5.7 trillion. By 2020. The announcement also said that it intends to double that figure in the following 5 years to 67 trillion yuan. With e-commerce sales growing substantially in the country currently, the target is expected to be achievable. According to state news, e-commerce sales in China have grown by 21.2% to 16.2 trillion yuan in the last year. In order to achieve its target, the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said that it will be investing into the 10-year Made in China initiative, which aims to improve China's manufacturing industry. Twitter is currently experiencing its slowest quarterly sales growth since 2013, according to a statement released by the company. Whilst revenue for the second quarter is up 20%, it's a huge drop from the 61% growth that it saw at the same time last year. However, the site did see a fall in its quarterly loss from $136 million last year to $107 million this year. Twitter has also seen a 3% rise in its monthly active users, which has led to an 18% rise in advertising revenue. The increase comes following a decision to free up its 140 character limit, which now allows users to include links, images, and other tweets without taking up any character space. PayPal is launching a new payment service in Thailand in order to focus on the social commerce market. The service called PayPal.me is slated to be launched in the country in just over 1 week and will give users more convenience when attempting online transactions. Fees for the use of the new payment system will vary depending on transaction volumes. Aimed at both sellers and buyers, PayPal has targeted the Thai market due to its high growth in social commerce on both Facebook and Instagram. A PayPal survey found that 71% of Thai businesses offer a payment service on smartphones, whilst Singapore and Malaysia fall behind with around 50% each. And finally, a survey across both the UK and the US has shown that mobile phone users have a largely positive perception of brands that use emojis. In fact, 72% of respondents thought that brands using them was either fun, normal, relatable, or even professional. The study, which was conducted by AppBoy, looked at consumers aged 14 or over and their attitudes towards emoji activity from brands. One section of the survey picked up on a substantial recent increase in the amount of brands using them on various platforms. It was noted that whilst in June 2015, brands sent 145 million emojis out on social networks and other mobile messages, this number rose to 814 million in June of this year, an increase of 461%. And that's it from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.